John Endicott, tax partner at Francis Clark. Granny tax, well, that's how it's been trending on Twitter to begin with. This is the restriction to age allowances. So if you're over a certain age, over 65, you get a higher personal allowance introduced many years ago to give a bit of a benefit to the retired. That age allowance has always got clawed back as your income got above a certain level. Historically, there was an age-related married couples allowance as well as an age-related personal allowance. All very complicated. John Whiting, good man at the Office for Tax Simplification, has been trying to sort some of these things out. Many discussions with him about some of the issues here. And it's clear that they're saying, well, we need to get rid of these complicated age-related allowances. And they do require an awful lot of pensioners to prepare tax returns. There's a lot of planning and advice we have to do, all sillily complicated for what's involved. Given the very large increases that are coming up in the personal allowance by historic standards, quite reasonable to look to do something about getting rid of the age-related allowances. In truth, what that means is that people over a certain age will be losing out as their allowances are clawed back. They're mainly losing out by the fact that inflation isn't kicking in to take them over and above where the ordinary man in the street, so to speak, would be. So what we're seeing is, over time, this will be a money raiser to the government, but it's following a fairly traditional and reasonably fair approach of saying what we will do is we will not increase these allowances over and above the level they already are, and we will freeze them for the people that have already qualified. So no one is having anything taken away, they're just not gaining any more as a result of it. I suppose some of the people that could feel a bit hard done by are those born after April 1948. As those people come to 65, they can feel they would have received a bit more under the previous rules, but they won't going forward. Yes, it is an additional tax burden on pensioners and the retired, but it's a sensible and reasonable thing to be doing as part of trying to increase the personal allowance for everyone. We haven't yet got to the position of looking at the detail, but I suspect if you go through that there is a transfer of wealth as part of this from the older generation back to some of the younger working population going on. But I think that's a more general economic comment that will take some time to kind of flow through and for people to realise.